In this podcast, I'm going to be talking about the Uyghurs. The Uyghurs are an ethnic group in China, in Xinjiang. This province of Xinjiang is made up of two groups, the Uyghurs and the Han Chinese, but primarily the Han. In recent years, the Uyghurs have begun to be oppressed by the Chinese government due to their practice of Islam. The government wishes to form Uyghurs into more obedient and traditional citizens by placing them in internment camps labeled re-education camps. In these camps, Uyghurs are subject to inhumane treatments and many forms of torture in an attempt to oppress them and deter them from practicing their religion, which is Islam. They place fear in the hearts of these people to scare them from their traditional practices. As well as this, the Uyghurs' activity is closely monitored by the officers of the government on the internet and in everyday life. Despite becoming more known in the media, there is still little to no opposition or pressure being put on the government to end this issue. This is still an issue in the works. However, with more outside aid, this issue will continue to occur until the Uyghurs are gone completely. My hope is through this podcast that I can raise awareness on this issue and possibly provide aid for these people in the future. Though China is a diverse country, this all began with the Chinese government's dislike of the Islam religion. Because the Uyghurs are a Muslim ethnic minority, this is a religion they practice. The Chinese government is against this and is doing everything in their power to deter them from carrying on with their traditions. Ways in which they are doing this is by monitoring their everyday lives and attempting to catch them doing things they're not allowed to do. Checkpoints have been put in place, cell phones and social media activity is monitored, as well as personal conversations and even mosque visits. Anyone who wishes to go to a mosque to pray must register in order to do so. By doing this, it creates a list for the Chinese government, which makes it even easier for the government to determine who practices Islam and who they should target. They're using this tactic of fear to make Uyghurs too afraid to practice their own religion. If they're caught doing anything that the Chinese government doesn't agree with, they run the risk of being sent to internment camps with no knowledge of whether or not they'll make it out again. An example of this comes from an American journalist, Gene Bunin, traveling in Xinjiang. He spoke with the Uyghur man concerning the recently heightened security among the region. Bunin expressed his opinion that he believed the lengths that were being reached were over the top. The man agreed with him, disclosing that he too believed the security measures were frustrating. However, he was quick to add, "But all the people feel very safe now. Before, I used to worry about letting my daughter go to school alone, but now I don't have to worry." This response felt rehearsed to Bunin. It was clear that the man was aware that anyone could be listening in on their conversation, and chances are, someone was. With fear continuing to increase, Uyghurs continue to protect themselves by forcing these responses and beliefs. By doing so, this isolates them even further. They're remaining a united front in the face of their adversity, but losing this could be very dangerous for them. Though what the Uyghurs are going through is heartbreaking, it is not an isolated event. Genocides such as this one have occurred all throughout history. Spreading this issue throughout the United States and beyond is critical to the well-being of the Uyghurs. History has an unfortunate habit of repeating itself. With the oppression of the Uyghurs comes a new chance to prevent genocide before it happens. Timing plays a significant role in whether or not a situation becomes a genocide. If other countries get involved and hold the Chinese government accountable for the crimes they are committing, then a genocide can be prevented entirely. The Uyghurs are people, not statistics. And regardless of the actions of some, they deserve a chance to live their lives in freedom, not fear.